In the middle of Name That Tune, round one of the books, round two set to begin. Hot Wings has two. Me, Maitland, Tommy each have one. Steve is gathering momentum as
I've buzzed in a few times.
Yeah.
Gathering momentum.
Yeah.
It
is quicker.
You're here and you're down to clown. Is everybody ready to continue along with Tune and Clue number six?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yes. Here we go. Tune and Clue number six. This is about children who are sick of living up to the high expectations of their lame-ass parents.
Ah, oh, jeez.
The lyric, "Every step that I take is another mistake to you," is about how those kids feel like they can't do anything to make their parents proud. Here's your tune, number six. Tommy?
It's Linkin Park, Numb.
Tommy.
Under the surface, don't know what you're expecting of me, but under the pressure of walking in your shoes, every step that I take is another mistake to you.
Song.
Yeah. I love that. They're one of my concert regrets. I didn't see them when I could have.
With the original, for Chester Pat.
Yeah. Okay, tune and clue number seven. This song is about a girl who lives a wild life in her brand new car. This singer, her sugar daddy, bought her that car, which transformed her into the name of this song. Now she's running around town.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
All right, now.
Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
All right. Miss, I can do you now.
Mustang Sally now, baby.
Everybody ready for Tune and Clue number eight?
Yes. Like the most ready.
Too bad I'm skipping it. We're going to nine.
I love nine.
I'm just kidding. We'll stay at eight.
I miss eight, though.
I'm glad we're on the same page. Okay, the line, Paul is a real estate novelist.
Free beer.
It's about
him.
Oh, bagel mouth Steve over here. Free beer.
Piano Man, William Joel.
I'll give it to you. It's okay. Billy, but I think you know that.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
I wish I could learn to play that on a harmonica.
I can teach you, I know.
I'm sure it'd
be
super easy.
It is.
He says, son, can you play me a melody? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la.
Have you seen the fan theory about this song that he's slowly realizing he's playing at a gay bar and didn't know it? I heard it.
It was like two comedians talking about it. I saw it last week, and I was like, oh my God, it's so true.
Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right.
Davy's still in the Navy. Probably will be for life. It's a great song, too.
Mm-hmm. It's time for Tune and Clue number nine. The title to this song is a variation on a Southern expression, meaning something has challenged your faith to such a degree that you might completely lose faith. The song has nothing to do with faith or being faithful or religion, but the title of the song is significant because if you're losing it over a person... Maitland.
Right here.
Oh, no.
They got to have faith, Limp Bizkit.
No. R.E.M. Losing My Religion?
Yeah.
Dang it. I mean, congratulations. Sometimes it feels like the whole world and R.E.M. at the same time said, we're just done with each other, right? Because R.E.M., they kind of... They retired and actually stayed retired, which bands don't often do. And then classic rock said, not really classic rock. And they sort of just disappeared. I know they're still out there. I still love them, but...
But they were, like you said, one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, nobody plays them anymore.
They disappeared like Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Hey, guys, guess what's next?
10?
Yes! Because that's how numbers work.
Oh my God.
Tune in clue number 10. This band said this song was written as a parody of Bob Dylan's Paranoia. It ridiculed a music industry cocktail party, actually. And to the band's utter disbelief, this parody struck gold, selling more than a million copies. And the song reached a whole new generation of listeners when Quentin Tarantino used it in the notorious ear-slicing
scene
in his 1992 movie Reservoir Dogs. Steve.
Steeler's wheel stuck in the middle...
Tommy.
You.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
That's Dylan.
Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am. Stuck in the middle.
So obvious now.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Him dancing and getting that razor blade ready in this scene.
That's so disturbing.
I remember watching it the first time, spending the whole time going, well, they're not going to show it. They're not going to show it. Oh, God, how long is this song? Jesus.
Yeah, that movie.
I'll take a nap in my chair now. Juxtaposition of the happy sounding song and the dancing.
Yeah. The deepest cowbell I've ever heard, too.
Right? Had to be loud so that guy with no ear could hear it.
Have to be.
That's how it works once you cut your ears off, you can't hear?
Yeah, it's an amplifier.
Yeah. You can't hear as well.
Yeah.
It's cupping the sound, man. I mean, that's why it's there.
That's why people put their hand up to their ear. To make their ear bigger.
Yeah.
It's time for Tune and Clue number 11. In this song, this singer's jealousy is turning saints into the sea. He's swimming
Maitland.
Through sick lullabies and Maitland.
That's the Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all.
Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my
moments here in Michigan when I first moved here for the show was everybody telling me, you got to go to a Michigan game. You got to go see the Wolverines play. Their stadium's amazing. And they were playing Army, and my dad went to West Point. So we said, we're going to go watch Michigan take on West Point. This is going to be cool. And their fans were super respectful of, like, all the Army fans. We tailgated together. It was amazing. And I thought, how does this get any better? And then that entire stadium,
at the start of the fourth quarter,
started singing this song. And I thought, this is the coolest experience.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And I came from, like, the SEC. Yeah. So I was
It just means more, they say.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way you could top the SEC. All these pretty girls in these pretty dresses. Everybody dresses up down there and tailgates.
Well, can't top that.
If that's the measuring stick. True. Congratulations.
It was.
National champions. I'm going for the 1,000,000th year in a row.
If I'm going for eye candy, I'm going Alabama over Michigan. No offense.
Yeah. Well, it was just like so crazy to see. And everybody's jumping, and it was just waves and waves and waves of people. And I was like, I want to come back. Ain't been back since. Anyway.
One of my old partners, we did a game at Oklahoma, and everybody was wearing sundresses and cowboy boots, and it was warm, all the co-eds. And then the next week, no offense, but we were in Wisconsin, and it was cloudy.
And cheesy.
And cheesy. And my old partner said, I just don't think these girls understand that tan fat looks better than untan fat. And then someone else said, you're fat. And he goes, that's why I live in Arizona. Okay.
Okay, team, do we have time for one or two more?
Yeah, but I should say this is the closest game ever. I have two. Hot Wings 3, Steve 1, Maitland 3, Tommy 2. Anyone could win.
So I should play the last two then.
Probably.
All right, here's your second to last tune. This band's lead singer recorded a new version of this song that was used as the theme song to a 2017 Netflix series, which I will not say the name of because it shares the title of the song. The series was starring Naomi Watts, and she plays a therapist who assumes an alternate personality. She uses that personality to connect with people her clients tell her about. The show's creator, Lisa Rubin, said, I was listening to this song when I wrote the pilot. She said, it's melancholy yet full of desire. The tone captures the longing for who you used to be. Here is your tune, number 12.
Steve.
You got it. Go for it, Steve.
Gypsy.
Hot Wings.
Fleetwood Mac?
So I'm back.
Wow.
To the velvet. Hood underground. Back to the floor.
Is this one worth 2 points, this last one? Because if that's the case, anyone could win.
200 points.
This last one is worth 2 points.
Okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
Final tune. Final clue. Okay. Lock in, bitches.
Okay.
This singer never liked the rain until he walked through it with you, Hot Wings. Every thundercloud that came was one more he might not get through. But on the darkest day, there's always light now that he sees it too. But he never liked the rain, Hot Wings, until he walked through it with you.
Hmm.
Here's your final tune.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you.
It's like you just said that.
Hot Wings.
I Never Liked the Rain by Randy Travis.
No, free beer.
I Never Liked the Rain by Clint Black.
Too many words.
Steve.
It's worth too many points to just
get to you. I Never Liked the Rain by Clint.
Steve.
The Rain by Clint Black?
No, it's anybody's game.
Maitland. Never Liked the Rain.
No, Maitland.
Never Liked.
I. Tommy. By Clint Black.
I never.
Rain by Clint Black.
No, back to you, free beer.
Rain Clint.
No.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Black Rain.
No.
Steve.
Steve.
Clint by Rain.
No.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Never Black. Clint Rain.
No. Free beer.
Free beer.
Clint Black. I Never Liked the Rain.
Oh, no, Tommy.
Still too many words.
That can't be.
It's just the last three words. Tommy.
Free beer. Bye.
No.
Hot Wings.
Free beer.
Maitland.
Clint Black. Never Black
Cloud.
Maitland.
Like the rain.
Yes.
Cloud that came is one more I might not get through.
What was the name?
On the
Never Black by Clint Rain.
Got it.
Black Rain by Tay Zonde.
But I never liked the rain until I walked through it
with you. Oh, yeah, close.
Delicious.
I know, right?
I hear it falling in the night.
That was a fine round, everyone.
Well, his voice does something to the back of my brain that I like.
Really?
Yeah.
something to the front of my britches.
Yeah, I know. That's why I dedicated that clue to you, you little slut.
That's the song. That's the title.
Yeah, once you go
My Britches by Clint Rain.
Let's get a
Once you go Clint Black, you never go back.